Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for another blessing that you've given us of coming together as your people and to sing praises to your name. We pray that you would be with us through this service, that your name might be honored, that you would be given glory, and that our minds would be focused on praising you. We thank you for this congregation and the way that you've blessed it, the opportunities that you've given us to spread your word. We pray that you would continue to bless us and give us the strength and the wisdom to make those decisions that are correct, to spread your gospel and to bring more people to you. Lord, we thank you for your son and for the love that you've shown for us, for allowing us to be your people, for allowing us to worship you without fear and to gain all of the blessings that come with having a relationship with you through your son. We pray that we would never forget that and we would live our lives in view of that sacrifice and of your love for us. Lord, give us strength and the wisdom to make the right decisions in our own lives, in the way that we raise our children, the way that we portray your name, the way that we conduct ourselves at our jobs and in school, that we would always glorify your name and always uplift our brothers. Thank you so much again for the blessings you give us, and be with us through the rest of this service. Through your son's name we pray. Amen.
As was announced this morning, we want to spend most of our time tonight singing praises to God and learning that way. We'll be singing a few songs. I'm going to lead three, and Kenneth's going to lead, and then Thane's going to lead, and we're going to maybe sing some songs that are familiar, but also maybe sing three or four songs that may be less familiar to you, and try to learn those songs. And of course, with all that said, we want to think about the words of the songs and gain as much knowledge as we can as we sing together. We're going to begin by singing Exalted. That's number 15 in the supplemental book. So if you would be ready to sing that.
Lord, only Son, you sing to my, as you have said, to one your side, to one above.
would, let's do that together. Let's sing the lead line first.
far more than there, so far beyond the even further. The men we know, they're all we go there. My word will sing for me, and I will surely go. Somewhere there's glory in me, and bower of green beyond all over me, the longing cease, and my soul continue. I'd but to wait, for soon or late, for that in me. Oh, I'll somewhere, the land beyond the great river. I look to
So Hallelujah, Lord. By your grace and mercy, lead us safely home to live with you one day. Verse 2. Starts again. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In this veiled realm below, in the land of the sightless, where the truth lies hidden beneath the heart of stone, there is light for your path if you walk in the brightness of the one who guides us from his heavenly throne. Hallelujah, Lord, we have seen your glory, the exalted Son in whose name we pray. Hallelujah, Lord, by your grace and mercy, lead us safely home to live with you one day. And the coda is very similar to the beginning, hallelujah, Lord, but the very end of it at the bottom here, see there's a little bit different writing for all of us. So let's go with that, and we'll sing just the second verse, and we'll sing it twice for the first time. We'll also sing the melody once, so you can hear what it sounds like, and then we'll try it.
Hallelujah, God. Pastor, I can speak for all of us that it's been truly been great to be out this evening. And before we sing the invitation song, I'd just like to share a few thoughts with you this evening. For those of you who don't know, I was a swimmer in high school. That's a joke, you can laugh. I'm way too big to swim. I was a football player. And one of the things I loved about my coach is he would always give us these crazy, weird analogies to bring a point across. My senior year, we made it to the state semifinals. We were playing the number 8 team in the country, St. Xavier, out of Louisville, Kentucky. And that Monday, we had our first practice of the week. And we got to practice, and in the locker room, there was this gigantic white bucket. And inside the bucket was probably close to 100 rocks. And we all just thought this was the strangest thing. And before practice, our coach stood at the door and would hand each of us a rock and told us to go put it in our locker before practice. And so we all took a rock. And on our way to our locker, we all looked down at the rock and noticed that there were numbers on it. And it was this weird set of numbers that we could only assume looked like coordinates, latitude and longitude. And he wouldn't tell us what they were for. And so we went out and we practiced like normal. And at the end of practice, he called us all together on the field. And he sat us down and he told us that the coordinates on the rock were to L.T. Smith Stadium. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Bowling Green, Kentucky, that's where the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers play football and where the state championship would be held the following week. And he said, I want all of you to put that rock in the top corner of your locker, numbers out. So every time you get your cleats and your helmet out of your locker, you see that coordinate. You know what your goal is. And I think God in his wisdom and knowledge has done the exact same thing for us with his word. If you would turn to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, we'll be reading verses 1 through 4. This is one of my favorite verses in scripture because of the beautiful image it portrays to us. Now God knows we're forgetful people. And he knows that our days get long and trials are harsh on us. But he leaves us a reminder of what we have to look forward to when all this is done. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. If you would, go to Revelation 22, just a chapter over, verses 1 through 5. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were of the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Here we have this image of what heaven will be like in a way that we can't even understand. These words mean nothing except a picture to us, for the greatness of heaven is far beyond anything we can imagine. But it's a reminder of what we as Christians have to look forward to, a place where there will be no pain, no crying or suffering, where we will be with God, seeing him face to face, something that we can only hope to look forward to from the day we're born to the day we die. If you would turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. We'll be reading verse 20 and 21. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Our citizenship as Christians is in heaven. We sing the old song all the time, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." And it's times like tonight where I can't wait to sing for an eternity in heaven those praises to God. But unfortunately, that's something that people who are not Christians don't have to look forward to. If you would turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." When we sin, we have a divide between us and God that can only be fixed by repentance and through baptism. If you would turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, we'll be reading verses 18 through 22. "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey. When God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him." Christ came to this world as God's Son. Being God, he lowered himself to being flesh and blood, no different than we are. He led a perfect, sinless life and committed himself to the cross so that all of our sins may be forgiven. Now tonight, I want to offer you all that same opportunity. If there are those here who haven't decided to follow Christ, what is keeping you? What is keeping you? We've read of the wonderful thing that awaits us in heaven. We've read of the sacrifice that Jesus gave, his life for ours. If there are those here who have had that goal in mind, who have been baptized, but have just lost track of that focus, I beg you, please refocus your life. Get back on the right track. We don't know how much time we have left, but we do know we have right now. So I ask that you'll keep that in mind, and you'll come forward as we stand and as we sing.
Into the fold of safety. say how awesome it is to be here. I know there's a reason God gave us singing and song, and it's just wonderful to be here with all of you tonight.
The Lord's Supper has been left prepared here for those that weren't able to partake earlier today. Before we say the blessing, remember that we do this in remembrance of our Savior, who came down to this earth and died for us. Please pray with me. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee so much for your Son and the sacrifice he made for us. We pray that you be with those that partake of this bread that represents your Son's body, died on the cross for our sins. Pray that you be with them, they partake it in a manner that's well-pleasing to thee. It's through your Son's name we pray. Amen. Please raise your hands as we come by.
Let's pray. Father God, we are so very thankful for this opportunity that we have now to worship you in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. And right now, Father, we pray.